This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. It's easy to forget, but in most countries in the world, it's a crime to express a dissenting view against that government. If you're a citizen of communist China, for example, and you go online and say, the communist government sucks, then guess what? You disappear and have your organs harvested, or your family members are kidnapped and executed, or you're thrown into the gulag for who knows how many years. Same thing in North Korea. You criticize the North Korean government, you're like, Kim Jong-un, he's a psychopathic moron, right? You post that. Well, that is if you even have access to a computer in North Korea. And next thing you know, you're in front of an artillery-powered firing squad. They're testing World War II weapons on you. That's what happens in North Korea. Even in places like Singapore or Thailand, if you criticize the government in charge, you can be charged with a crime. Dissent is not allowed. And one of the things that's been so great about America, and that I think has contributed to America's abundance and prosperity over the years, and open dialogue, is the fact that you could always criticize the government. You could criticize the establishment. That's disappearing now because of the censorship of the tech giants. Right now, you cannot criticize left-wing media, or you will be deplatformed. You cannot criticize LGBT, even if it's legitimate. Like I did the other day, I'm like, hey, it's wrong to mutilate an infant with a scalpel to try to turn a transgender or turn a boy into a transgender girl. That's wrong. I got deplatformed by Facebook because I dared to say that child mutilation is wrong to do. Like they're doing do-it-yourself transgender surgeries in their own kitchens, I guess. It's the transgender cookbook. All you need is one scalpel and one infant. That's what they do. Not all of them, of course, but some. But you can't criticize that, you see? And you can't criticize Obama. If you criticize Obama, you're called a racist, even if you weren't criticizing his skin color. You're criticizing his policies. You're called a racist. And if a Democrat becomes president in the United States in 2020, then shortly after that, you will not be allowed to criticize that person, or you will be censored and deplatformed. That's what it's coming to in this country. It is now like communist China. And the reason I mention this is because it is destroying the very thing that made America amazing, the very thing that made America great. All this diversity of views and a diversity of opinions, diversity of voices are being exterminated like an online ethnic cleansing, like apartheid of the internet. Not allowed to have a diverse point of view, not allowed to dissent. Now, we know where this goes. If it's allowed to be this way for very long, you get an authoritarian regime. You get abuse of power, and then everybody suffers. What leftists today don't realize is that if they won't tolerate views that they don't agree with, then they will, in effect, create an authoritarian society that will end in the suffering of everyone. If you think it's annoying to read the words of someone with whom you disagree, wait till you find out how annoying it is when the government has a gun in your face and is ordering you to cry on command because the dear leader stubbed their toe. That is tyranny. That's exactly where this is all headed. And even the very leftists who were screaming all this time, censor the conservatives, silence the Trump supporters, deplatform the Christians, get rid of the anti-vaxxers, all these things. Those very same leftists are now starting to be targeted by the same censorship that they have demanded be wielded against others. So they are now finding their own channels censored, and they're freaking out. Like, oh my God, we are getting censored too? They tell themselves, we're the good guys. We shouldn't be censored. We shouldn't be silenced. But of course, authoritarian tyranny cannot tolerate dissenting views on either side of politics. If you're an independent thinker on the left or an independent thinker on the right, you're still a threat to the establishment. And so you'll be silenced either way. And that's why we're starting to see censorship of vegan channels. In fact, some vegan parents are starting to be prosecuted for the way they feed their own babies. Think about that. I mean, seriously, in America, in New York, you can murder a child that's born alive and healthy. You can murder that child, but you can't feed them a vegan diet without being arrested in some places. Isn't that just amazing? You can mutilate your child. You could do chemical castration in the name of progressivism and transgenderism. You can mutilate a baby boy or murder him if your mutilation fails. And in the state of New York, it's legal. It's legal. It's just called women's reproductive health. You just say, oh, I changed my mind. Don't want that baby anymore. So according to the state of New York, you are then free to commit murder. But if you feed the baby vegan foods, then, oh, that makes you a weirdo. I mean, just how sick and twisted has this society become? Obviously, we need to work hard to restore freedom of speech. We need to all understand that the internet is never going to be a place where every voice is not offensive to us. You know, there are going to be offensive voices. But if you don't see offensive voices, then that's a sign, that's a red flag that you don't have a free internet. The presence of dissenting voices is a sign that you have something resembling freedom. And when those dissenting voices get silenced, then you know freedom is being snuffed out. And it's going to be replaced by authoritarianism, abuse of power, and the suffering of everyone under government abuse. As America becomes communist China, millions will suffer. Don't be surprised if we start to have disappearances and executions of dissenting voices, people being thrown into dungeons or having their organs harvested as they're assassinated. In fact, they've already, I mean, look what they've done to Julian Assange. He's been a prisoner for how many years? 7 years? 9 years? I've lost count. It's been so many years. Even though he's a hero for humanity and a hero of journalism, he's been made to suffer in a prison. Well, an embassy, which was made into his prison. So do not applaud censorship. If anything, as I've called for, we need to use the power of government to stop censorship. I mean, I'm opposed to government abusing its power, but I'm more opposed to corporations abusing their power and silencing individual liberties. And that's why I've said we should use government power temporarily, while we have some with Trump in the White House, to force the corporations to stop their oppression and silencing and violations of human rights as they are censoring so many independent voices across the net. Bring in the troops if needed to stop those corporations from violating human rights, and then get the government back out of the way. We want corporations in the hands of the private sector, but we also want the corporations to stop abusing their power. Hope that makes sense. Keep reading naturalnews.com while you can. And you can hear my podcasts each day. They're posted on the right column of the homepage of naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Take care. Thank you for watching Counterthink. I want to remind you that my work is supported by the Health Ranger Store. HealthRangerStore.com, we are the only online retailer of foods, superfoods, and nutritional supplements that now conducts glyphosate testing in an ISO-accredited laboratory that we own, that I run. We test our products for glyphosate and certify them to be glyphosate tested. You can see the icons on our website. If you want clean food, check out HealthRangerStore.com.